Hi there, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Vocab with John
and Angel.
And Angel, what happened to us last week? I think many of our avid fans would like to know, hey, what happened last Wednesday? Why
missed
wasn't there,
us, right?
Yeah. Why wasn't there another Vocab?
So we have to admit that we feel under the weather, so that's why we couldn't able to make another great episode for you guys.
Yes. So what has happened is, this is the fourth quarter. And as all of you know, fourth quarter, you know, we would actually have heaps of work, right? That's catching up with us. And then also, the workload turns into health issues, and health issues turns into more workload, and thus creating a vicious cycle. So guys, yes, please do stay safe and healthy.
Take care, guys.
During the fourth quarter, this is no time to be suffering from health issues.
That's right. That's no joke.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Even a little bit of your stomach flu or a little bit of your allergies would affect your productivity and your work extremely. And we are witness to that the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, what happened to us? My gosh, we really should have to like taken care of self.
Yes, yes. So the only way to move forward from all our troubles is to talk about food, right, Angel?
Right.
We are a foodie country. We are foodie people. And only food can comfort us now.
Yes, please. Shoot. Yes. What are we talking about? Our topic today?
Yes. So I read this article about the Wagyu Beef Olympics. Okay.
Wagyu Beef Olympics?
Yeah, I think Wagyu Beef deserves a quick discussion from our side.
Definitely.
Wagyu Beef. Uh-huh. So let's quickly cover what Wagyu Beef is, right?
Wagyu Beef, yes.
Yeah. Wagyu Beef, is that a beef from Taiwan, beef from Australia, or beef from China?
In my understanding, Wagyu Beef should be come from Japan, right?
Yes. So Wagyu beef in general is the generic term for Japanese beef.
Mm-hmm.
Or cattle that is raised, or the breed that is raised from Japan.
From Japan.
Yeah. Okay. So of course, Wagyu beef now is the fancy names or the fancy food that a lot of fancy restaurants serve.
Right.
And before Wagyu beef, I think there's another beef that we are very familiar with that was also synonymous with the best beef in the world.
Ah, was that the Kobe beef?
Kobe beef. There we go. Yes. So famous that Kobe Bryant's dad actually tasted it and named his son Kobe.
Imagine how great that was.
Yes. The Kobe must beef have been a fantastic experience.
Right.
Okay. So thus far, I've been to Osaka one time and Kyoto twice.
Okay.
But I've never gotten to try Kobe beef.
Why?
Because of budget concerns. Every time we go, you know, for me, beef growing up from South Africa, you know, paying for expensive beef is not an experience. For me, beef has always been a staple.
Right. I know it. Compared to the price from South Africa, you don't want to spend like 2,000, 3,000 Taiwanese dollars on the steak, right?
Exactly. To me,
but that's the normal price in Taiwan.
Yeah. 2,000, 3,000 NT dollars of beef in Taiwan doesn't feed anybody, in my view. It's just a meal or two. But in South Africa, that could be a week's beef for the family.
Oh, right.
That's how the price difference is. Mm. And I have to say, growing up that way, unfortunately, I'm not into expensive steaks. But I mean, I do follow these expensive beef and the market and what people are into these days. So Wagyu beef, definitely, I wouldn't say a staple, but it's everywhere now. Any cool, fancy restaurant
is stripped of Wagyu beef.
In downtown cities, they somewhere along the line, you will see on the menu Wagyu beef.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Even for hot pot restaurants today.
Yeah.
They serve Wagyu beef.
Wagyu beef. And oh, you can eat some of them?
Yes. Yes. But technically, sometimes you really don't know whether they are real Japanese beef
or
if they are beef from somewhere else. We are not that educated yet, but we know that the market is slowly pursuing these luxury beefs.
Beef.
Yeah. in the market, right? We're even in Carrefour, they're selling Wagyu beef.
They sell it in a different package. Yes. And you know that they are more fancier than others.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Again, the budget. Going back to the budget, I'm the budget-oriented guy. You know, when I go shopping,
we all are.
Yes. So for me, I never pursue that luxury beef steak or luxury steak experience. I prefer to just have your regular steak being cooked properly and being respectable to your steak. Right?
Yes. You know, Pay tribute to the steak, please.
Yeah. You buy decent quality steak and you make sure you cook it in such a way that it deserves.
Ooh,
right?
Mouth watering again.
Juicy, right? Mm. You want a caramelized exterior, right? How Gordon does it. And you want to baste it with butter and thyme. And you want some garlic in it, right? And then before you serve it and cut it, you got to let it rest for 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes.
Right? Let it rest. Let all the juices settle in that steak before you slice it for your family, for your guests, for yourself.
It's an art.
Yes. Right? You cook it and you prepare it in such a way that it will shine. It will become the main dish
of the Wagyu beef. Mm.
Exactly. It doesn't necessarily have to be Kobe beef, Wagyu beef, Taiwanese beef, whatever beef. It doesn't have to be. You just got to treat it right.
Oh, you got to treat it right. Know your beef, please.
Know your beef. Mm. Know the parts. Know how to cook. So in my family, you know, beef is my thing. Like, I don't let anybody, when it comes to steak, I don't let anybody touch my steak. Not even my mom. Yes. You know, whenever we buy steak from Costco or any butcher shop, we don't let her cook it.
Oh, you are the one who cook it?
Yes. Because she will kill the steak, literally.
She will make the steak well done. Oh,
like 120% well done. I don't want to see the blood.
The blood.
And I'm like,
that's the East End. Come on. No. Okay.
She killed it. She literally kills the steak.
No, I feel you. She killed the beef.
Yes.
And the beef got killed twice, right?
Yes. You see, here's the thing. With Taiwanese mothers, the way they understand meat, to make meat tender, is to cook it on low heat, right? And, you know, for us, steak has to be caramelized on the outside and then sort of soft and juicy on the inside. They do the reverse. So on the outside, it's sort of nice and soft, but it's like 120% well done on the inside.
So what do you get? 120% well done.
Yeah. So what do you get? You get a dried piece of meat.
It's like chewing gum.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then when she cuts it and she's like, oh, the steak is low quality today. This is terrible quality.
Oh.
And, you know, I look at her and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm shaking my head.
So what happens to the beef? Anyone taste it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We still shove it down our throats, but... You know, you're not savoring it. You're not enjoying it. You just shove it down your throat.
Right. And there is no way going back, right? You have no other ways to
You cannot uncook it.
Yeah, you cannot uncook it or make it into other dishes. No, right?
So no.
It's dead.
No, thank
you. The beef is dead.
No, thank you. It's 100% dead. There we go. Every time we get steak at home, it's, you know, my mom's like, you cook it. I'm not going to touch it. You guys complain too much.
That's for the best.
Yes.
That's for the best.
So we go ahead and then, you know, my dad would be like, oh, I see the blood. Oh, my God. I can't believe you guys. You guys are barbaric. Oh, yeah. And then he takes a bite. And he's like, oh, very juicy. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. So that's how parents are.
But, you know, I think that's normal in Taiwan because we are not very good at cooking the steak. So that's why we always have the hot pot and with the beef slice.
Yes.
That's
and
the
I think in a way we've gotten so used to that beef slice culture.
Uh-huh.
You know, even for barbecues, we do beef slices.
Right.
Why?
You won't go wrong with the beef slices.
Why?
Because it just like takes 3 seconds and then you don't need to have any...
A lot of people overcook their beef slices. It's always charred and burnt.
Really? So you literally bake them like bacon?
No, you know, like people, because they are such thin slices, right? And you go to the barbecue restaurant and sometimes you get so busy. You're chatting to your friend and all of a sudden your beef slice is burnt.
Oh.
I hate that.
Yeah, there is always has to be one person that is responsible for the barbecuing. Then, yeah, no talking, please. Yes.
And so because in my family, I'm the steak guy. Therefore, every time we go out to a barbecue restaurant, what happens? Yours truly will take on the role of serving everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I cannot bear, okay? I cannot stand seeing those beef slices being treated that way. Oh, I just can't.
Heartbroken, I know.
I just can't. It really upsets me. So every time I go to barbecue restaurants, I don't get to eat much.
Oh?
Because I'm serving, right? I'm serving and I'm serving and I'm serving the whole time. Because for me, it's more about the barbecuing than the eating.
The eating part. Maybe next time, just go to a seafood restaurant. Better.
No, and the thing is, I didn't grow up with a lot of fresh seafood. So I don't know how to barbecue seafood. So my barbecuing skills when it comes to seafood.
You're such an in a such dilemma. Okay.
Yeah. So I can't. But meat, you know, I don't know. I can see it. I look at it. It speaks to me. It says, John, I'm ready to be eaten. I'm juicy. You know, it calls out my name, literally.
It calls out your name. You mean the beef on the plate?
Yes. You know, from the smell, from hearing the sizzle and, you know, taking the tongs and just feeling that slice of beef being cooked.
Wow.
I can feel it.
You're pretty busy, though.
Yes. So I don't get to eat much, and it gets really upsetting for me. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, we share the bill, and then I'm like, what did I eat tonight?
What have I done tonight?
Yeah. What did I do? Yeah. I mean, I don't even work here. Hello?
Yeah.
Come on, I don't work here.
Yeah, I didn't eat. Right, so you're friends.
Yeah, why did I share the freaking bill?
You, right?
And I split bills with my friends. I'm an idiot.
My gosh. And you don't drink, right? Even though they're a drink, you don't drink.
Yeah.
So maybe next time you can skip these kind of activities.
Yes. Yes, I'm terrible. Yeah. I'm terrible at these events.
I feel sorry for you. My gosh.
At these dinner events. No, I'm terrible. Yes. So coming back to the Wagyu beef, right? You know, all these barbecue restaurants and fancy hot pot restaurants today, they're serving Wagyu beef. And I read this article, and apparently Wagyu beef comes in grade of A1 to
A5. A1 to A5.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got to know what you're eating. A1 Wagyu beef or A2 Wagyu beef, A5 Wagyu beef, whatever.
So which one is the top tier? Is it A5?
I believe, A5? Here, let me have a read quickly. So five is the highest scale.
Five is the highest scale.
In the Wagyu world. So A5 Wagyu beef will cost you an arm and a leg.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yes. You got to sell your kidney to get a kilogram of A5 Wagyu.
That's worth it. It's okay.
Yes, literally, it will cost you an arm and
arm
a
and
leg.
I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, and if you got a kidney, you put your kidney out there too.
Let's make a trade.
Of course, this is how mankind is. You know, we used to have Taiwan beef, and then we say, Tainan beef is the best.
Tainan beef
right?
is the best in Taiwan.
And then
for
once
sure.
we got Costco showed us a new world, right? The American beef, the USDA
we have
beef.
Imported beef, yes.
Yeah, imported beef. And then it took the market by a storm.
Oh, okay. Wow, right.
Everybody loved it.
And it wasn't long ago, like recent years, recent 10 years.
Yes. And mm-hmm. in the past sort of 5 years or so, 5-8 years would be Wagyu beef, right?
People were crazy about it.
Yeah. And Wagyu beef is everywhere now. If you go to downtown, if you go to any fancy restaurants today, Taipei, Taichung, Taoyuan, Hualien, Kaohsiung.
Taidong also.
Yeah, Taidong.
Everywhere.
I mean, if you can get your hands on some Wagyu beef, or if you can, well, keep your beef properly, you will most likely also keep some Wagyu beef in your inventory.
Mm.
And now, of course, even in the butcher shops in Taipei, most of the butcher shops carry Wagyu beef.
Oh, but I only tasted, I have only tasted Wagyu beef in the restaurant. I have never bought any Wagyu beef from the butchers or Costco, anywhere.
Yeah, or Carrefour, right? Yeah, one time I saw at one of these flagship Carrefours, not the small Carrefour.
Oh, the flagship one.
Yeah, the flagship stores. They also have a huge fridge carrying Wagyu beef. I'm just not sure if it's Japanese Wagyu beef, you know, Japanese breed, or if it's sort of Australian raised Wagyu beef. Because in Australia, they also raise Wagyu beef.
Wagyu beef.
Yeah, they have a different standard, different grades, but they also raise Wagyu beef.
To the market, like, which one is more pricey? Maybe still the Japanese one, right? People believe that it's more expensive.
Well, Japanese ones, I mean, Wagyu beef essentially means a Japanese breed, right? Or the breed that is raised in Japan.
Yes.
And of course, you know, when we talk about breeding, you know, modern technology says, hey, you know, if you can breed it in Japan, you know, let's bring some eggs and semen over and then we can breed it over here in Australia, in South Africa, in Europe, wherever farmers can farm these animals and breed these animals. So I think Australians figured something out, obviously. And in terms of pricing, what I understand is Japanese Wagyu beef, or just simply Wagyu beef, with like a certification from Japan, like in Japanese characters. I don't read them. But if you go to a restaurant, you will see these certificates, right, saying, oh, our Wagyu comes from this particular place and it's received Wagyu certificate, blah, blah, blah. Those type of steaks or slices or whatever, those ones are more expensive than the Australian Wagyu beef.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know how big the price difference is, but I know if you can't afford Wagyu beef.
Wagyu beef.
Yeah. You can definitely try the Australian Wagyu beef.
Have you tried it before?
Never.
Oh, never.
Yes. I'm, you know, very rational person.
Okay.
I grew up with beef as a staple. Okay. Yep. So sorry, I work on a budget here. I'm a very budget oriented when it comes to my meat. I can, you know, when I go to a steakhouse, right? If I don't get a proper meal, if I don't feel like I get fed, I get upset.
Then you probably are upset every day or every week.
Most likely. Yes, that's why I stay away from barbecue restaurants. I stay away from steakhouses. I stay away from those places because I'm paying thousands of NT dollars for a meal that doesn't fill me. I get upset. Obviously, for my wife, she's like, hey, you know, I don't eat much. You know, I'm going to eat
Wagyu
beef.
I'm good with this. Yeah.
No problem. So for her, you know, 100 gram or 180 gram of steak, she would be happy. She would be content. Me? 180 grams? Are you insulting me?
You need at least 300 gram?
300 at least.
I'm 300
at least. I'm a man. Come on.
Then you should go for the chicken or the pork chop.
I always go for the chicken or the pork chop. I end up going for that.
Wow, that's your compromise.
Yeah, I remember one time I took my wife to A Cut, a very famous restaurant. I love that place. It's very, very nice. But you know, the size of the meals, oh my God. You know, when you're really hungry, don't go to A Cut. It doesn't fill you.
Wow.
One of the best dinners I've ever had. But you know, I had to literally eat instant noodles once I arrived home.
You what?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm serious. That's pretty sad.
Just not enough meat for me. And I have to fill up on the bread.
Oh, wow.
You understand what I mean? It's, you know, if I go to a steakhouse, I would prefer to be filled on the main dishes, right?
The
chicken, the pork, the starter and everything. But they make it so fancy with these fancy meat. You know, you get like a little small slab of it. Yes, it's very juicy. Yes, it's very tender. Yes, it's one of the best farms in America, Australia, wherever.
But the portion is just...
Yeah, but thank you very much. I go home and then I'm like, hey, I'm still a little hungry.
Wow.
Ay-yi-yi. Yes.
So don't try the steak. It's not your place.
So steaks, some steakhouses and the portions really upsets me, so I usually stay away.
I just go back to
the pork chops or the chicken or sometimes even the duck.
All the duck. All the duck is quite famous in Taiwan.
Yeah. Mm. You know, the duck breast situation, I think they're kind of okay. The duck dishes are fine.
Yeah.
Although they're not really filling, but I mean, you know, the fat in the duck, I think that fills you up.
That comforts you also.
Yeah. I think that's also. So far, I've tried two duck dishes. I think, yeah, duck is fine. I didn't grow up with duck, but I don't need 300 grams of duck.
Oh, yeah, that's too much.
Yes. I don't need it. Different idea. I don't know why. I'm just a strange person.
You are.
Yeah.
No offense, but you are.
Yeah, because I grew up in a very different way, or seeing the meat in a very
different way.
Let me put it this way.
You are spoiled, yes.
I was different.
Remember the last time I went to South Africa, I had a steak. And it cost me like 400 Taiwanese dollar only. And I was like, oh my God, the steak was the biggest that I have never seen in my life.
Yes, usually the steaks are bigger than the plate.
Yes.
In Taiwan, the plate is twice the size of the steak.
Sometimes you will miss the steak because there are too many side dishes up there.
All right. So there we go, guys. If you guys know of any fantastic steakhouses, you guys are welcome to leave comments below. But
please.
I'm gonna really say to you guys, thank you for recommending these restaurants to me, but right. You know, I need a man's steakhouse.
Yes,
not
please.
Ladies fillet steakhouse. Okay? 300 grams and up, please. Right.
And the quality also.
That's all the time we have for you, 15 Minutes Fam. And if you do know any interesting steakhouses or Wagyu steakhouses, or why don't you tell us how you feel about Wagyu beef in Taiwan? Is that something you would chase after? Why don't you leave us a comment below, and we will catch you next week, same time, with more interesting topics related to our lives in Taiwan. We will catch you in the next episode. Cheers, you guys.
Bye. Bye-bye.